With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel's reportedly responsible for the Tuesday mass detonation of hundreds of pagers belonging to terror group Hezbollah members in Lebanon. Officials say the pagers were intercepted after they were shipped from Taiwan. Small amounts of explosive material were placed in each and then detonated with a text message. House Speaker Mike Johnson addressed the economy at the America First Policy Institute in Washington Tuesday. Speaker Johnson said Kamala Harris is as much to blame for the current economy as President Biden.
It's no secret why Americans' pocketbooks or savings accounts are getting squeezed. For that, we can thank Bidenomics. And the head cheerleader of Bidenomics, of course, was Kamala Harris. It's her price hikes. She owns it. She co-owns the policy. She said she was the last person in the room every time when the big decisions were made. We'll take her at her word.
Just as she did when Barack Obama was running for president in 2006, Oprah Winfrey going to try to use her celebrity to usher Kamala Harris into the presidency. Harris is expected to take part in an online campaign event with Oprah that will be live streamed nationally from Michigan Thursday. The event would be broadcast from an undisclosed location before a small, friendly, invited audience. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tommy Tuberville says disparaging rhetoric coming from Democrats in the media likely played a role in two assassination attempts on former President Trump.
This isn't surprising. We have a huge mental health problem in this country. But when you hear on TV and radio and on social media about this guy's a Hitler, this guy's a fascist, he's a threat to democracy, what do you expect?
Republican senators are demanding more Secret Service protection following the second attempt on President Trump's life. Tuesday, a group of eight senators, including Tuberville, sent a letter about that. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are praying for the former president. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
After two assassination attempts, the former president is the object of renewed petitions for safety. Franklin Graham says, quote, "This is a strong reminder that we need to pray for this man." Pastor Greg Laurie of Harvest Fellowship says he was relieved to hear that Mr. Trump was unharmed, adding, quote, "We need a return to civility in our public discourse. Most importantly, America needs to turn back to God." Other leaders called for greater protection for the former president. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
That's official. Competing measures that would expand or limit abortion will both appear on the November ballot in Nebraska. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling to that effect after hearing arguments in three lawsuits that sought to keep one or both of the initiatives off the ballot. One amendment would enshrine abortion. The other would make permanent Nebraska's current 12-week abortion ban. This is SRN News. The U.S. Coast Guard says it tracked a group of Russian naval vessels as they crossed into U.S. waters off of Alaska. Rich Thomason has more on the story.
It was an apparent effort to avoid sea ice, something that is allowed under international rules and customs. The Coast Guard says the Russian vessels consisted of two submarines, a frigate, and a tugboat. The encounter took place northwest of Point Hope. A Coast Guard cutter crew witnessed the Russian vessels cross the maritime boundary and venture 30 miles inside the U.S. exclusive economic zone. Rich Thomason reporting.
A bill in Congress would allow the U.S. Postal Service to ship products containing alcohol. Private shipping companies like FedEx can currently deliver products with alcohol. The USPS Shipping Equity Act would give the Postal Service 2 years to develop regulations. More at SRNnews.com.